Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Getaway Friday. Friday, October 27th, 2023. Last Friday in the month of October. 14 minutes past the hour. Glad you're with us on this Friday night live program. Each and every Friday night, 8:15 to 10 p.m. on WGH Talk. Matt Morgan, Sean Kraft, and Carrington Nelson. Carrington Nelson out tonight in New York City. Hope she's having fun in New York. She'll be back next week. And we're happy to be here tonight, aren't we, gentlemen?
Yeah, yes. Of course.
You didn't belch into the mic that night.
I did.
Micah, we're very proud. Now, we do want to give a shout-out to one of our newest listeners who's out there tonight. We thank her for listening. Lindsay, thank you so much. Shout-out for being out there tonight. Hopefully, you'll be with us each and every Friday night listening to this. What I like to call this is a cavalcade of fun every Friday night. It's the cavalcade of fun.
Hello, Lindsay.
Say hello to Lindsay.
How's it going, Lindsay?
There you go, Lindsay. Glad you're out there with us tonight, enjoying yourself. How could you not enjoy yourself listening to this real, it's an etiquette lesson. An etiquette lesson. It took me three chances to say that. Aye, aye, aye. Etiquette lesson.
Are you good over there?
I'm very good over here. I may have had a stroke there. I really don't know. If you want to have uncontrollable laughter, feel free. So if I happen to drop over here at any time during the show, get the commands and continue the show.
Okay, I got you.
Okay. So, we were talking, by the way, Bob Welch today was in the studio today and made pumpkin pizza in celebration of the Halloween celebration coming up next week. Thank you, Bob. And he also brought sugar cookie, made like Sasquatch. Decorated like Sasquatch, Bigfoot, and we had some of that during the break, and you guys enjoyed it quite thoroughly.
It was good.
Delicious, Bob.
Really?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't make it. Thank you, Bob.
I said delicious, Bob.
Bob brought me a Butterfinger, and I don't know where the Butterfinger went.
Maybe he took it back home to eat it on the way home.
Now, there's a little fun fact for you. My favorite candy is a Butterfinger. So if you see me anywhere in public, if you want me to like you, give me a Butterfinger.
Never touch my Butterfinger.
No, never lay a finger on my Butterfinger. What's your favorite candy, Matt, as we head into the Halloween celebrations on Tuesday night?
Probably like Nerds Gummy Clusters.
What?
Nerds Gummy Clusters.
Nerds Gummy Clusters. Mm-hmm. Why do you always have to be different and difficult? Can't you ever just say M&M's?
Absolutely. Fine.
Something simple?
M&M's are good. I like M&M's.
Go get the Nerds Gummy Clusters. Okay, what do you like, Sean?
Reese Cup.
Anything deep fried and covered in ketchup, right?
No, I'm a Reese Cup kind of candy.
Okay. Well, we got a top 10 list coming this hour, by the way. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a call if there's anything on your mind tonight. But again, uncontrollable laughter at places like you shouldn't have it. Funerals, when something happens that's not supposed to be funny. Oh, I know what story I was going to tell now. God, it just came back to me. Okay. Now, I'm going to try to protect the people in this story. One night, this is awful. We've told this story on the air, so it's not like I can... Okay, we've told it on the air. So, listen, brace yourself at home. Okay, now...
Am I in this?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Now... when we first moved to the current studio, the porch got redone.
Oh, don't even bring that up.
No, but we've told this on the air, haven't we?
Oh, good
Lord.
We've
told this on the air. So the porch was redone when we first moved in to the new studio. And we were doing a meeting here late at night one night. I mean, it was dark. And it was like 8 or 9 o'clock, so it's pitch black outside. And Linda and Sean and I are leaving the studio. Linda's in the front, Sean's in the middle, I'm in the back. So we all go out onto the porch. Linda is now on the concrete steps, and Sean is on the porch, and I'm on the porch, but I turn around to lock the door, and all of a sudden, the sound, was from the heavens. It just It sounded like you ever like stepped on a package of toothpicks. That's what it sounded like. Like that. And I turned around real quick, and Sean is gone. And there's Linda, but there's no Sean. So this is very strange. So I look down, and he has went through the porch. Not like fallen, just went straight down. His legs went right through the porch. And he goes right through the porch. So, at that point, what noise did you start to make at that point?
It was awful. I cracked stuff that you don't want to crack.
Yeah, but you made a noise when you went down.
I can't.
Well, let's just say, when you went down, just to clarify what happened, there was a board right in the middle that didn't break. So when you went down,
I was swollen. Yeah.
You were swollen. Okay. Yeah. So the noise, I remember it very well. It was something like, whoa. I thought, honestly, you were doing some kind of Native American chant. I thought you were trying to get Tecumseh back to town or something. I didn't quite understand it.
It was bad. Then I was trying to figure out how to get out of there.
No. So at that point, our dear friend Linda knows that you're in trouble. So what does she start to do?
She started to pray.
She's praying now. He's going through the porch. Oh, making that noise. She's praying. And I can't even see straight at that point. I can't. I know it's inappropriate to laugh in my mind. No, I wouldn't laugh. I did not laugh. I bit the insides of my cheek. I put my hands up here.
You're like, are you okay?
So I wouldn't laugh.
God.
I did say, are you okay? I said, you want me to call an ambulance?
I was stuck on the porch.
I helped you out.
Oh, it was rough.
You started to laugh because it was hilarious. It was unbelievably hilarious. Once I knew you were not hurt bad, well, you whatever.
Yeah.
But I couldn't. Driving home that night, it hurt. My heart hurt. I couldn't even see straight. I mean, could you not laugh in that? I know I shouldn't have, but the more I knew I shouldn't have, the more I should.
I mean, I think it's just one of those things where you have to laugh because it's so unexpected that you're just like, oh, okay.
I just thought this is... I mean, do you think you could control laughter in that particular situation?
I think you did better than I would have. I think I would have just laughed.
It hurt. I about had a heart attack. I about pulled several things trying not to laugh that night.
I would have, died laughing and then, while in the middle of laughing, laughed out, are you okay?
Oh, it was horrible. So now... How do you feel about that? But you started to laugh. I mean, it was so bizarre.
Yeah, afterwards I started laughing after I figured out, you know. But I was sore.
Well, I can understand why you were sore.
Yeah.
It was like one of those... remember when they used to have the horse at Meijer you could ride for a penny? It was kind of like that, wasn't it?
Worse.
And you got that ride for free. So there you go. In any event... That's uncontrollable laughter. Apparently, what I should have done is just start to cough. Cough it out. Now, has anybody else had uncontrollable laughter? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I've started to laugh at funerals. Now, I'm not going to tell whose funerals they were, but sometimes, I can't even tell the story, but when somebody does something wrong at a funeral, gets up and says something incorrect, I just can't. I mean, it just...
I mean, you left at your own grandma's funeral. Or everybody did.
Well, that's true, but...
Yeah.
Well, it's because I...
Told a joke.
I told a joke. I always figure best time to tell a joke is at somebody's funeral.
I mean, that's fair. You gotta lighten
the mood. That's a hard crowd.
You gotta lighten the mood.
Well, everybody thought I was gonna be broke up that my grandmother had died. And, you know, she was my grandmother. So I thought, you know, you gotta go sometime. So, I got up to give the speech. Because I didn't feel the minister knew her very well. And the line that broke people... And I didn't have anything written. True or false?
You did.
This was an extemporaneous speech at grandmother's funeral. And I got up and the line... Her kids are all in the front row. All four of them. And they're all sad because it's their mother. And I said... And I just want you, her kids, to know that she would never let anybody speak bad about any of you. No matter how hard I tried. And that's what made everybody laugh.
I mean, that's a good one.
It was a good line.
That's a good
one. The gods were with me that day. And that's when the preacher got up and he said, well, I didn't even need to show up today. After that, they applauded. But it was kind of, you know, at a funeral, they really don't know if they should applaud. You know, when it's over. Because it's not really like, you know, American Bandstand. Yeah, way to go! What a great funeral this is. You don't want to do that. But it was kind of like... Because you don't really want to applaud at a funeral. Thank goodness they're gone. I've wanted to do that at a few funerals. That's all I'm saying. Why is it when somebody dies, we have to pretend like they were a nice person? If you were 10 pounds of misery in your life, why do we have to all of a sudden, because you're dead, does dying make you a great person all of a sudden? You can't speak ill of the dead? I think that's when you should speak ill of them.
It depends on who we're talking about. We talk bad about a lot of dead people.
Who have we talked bad about?
We talk bad about dead people all the time.
Like who?
Not like necessarily we, but like a lot of people.
Oh, society is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's a good time to talk bad about them because, you know, if they were bad in life, why should we pretend like they're good in life? Now, you went to a funeral, speaking of that, where a gentleman, the preacher, pretty well.
Put him to hell.
Sent him to hell.
Yeah.
What did they say?
The person was a bad person.
And now this is the corpse.
Yeah, the corpse was a bad person. He's going to hell.
He should have really screened the preacher for his funeral before he let that person get up.
So, what did he do? Do you guys know?
Oh, yes. But I really don't know that he deserved that, because I've heard some really, you know, he got some rough treatment himself at the
this
end of his
was
life.
An alcoholic.
Yeah, but I don't know that means you're going to hell.
No, but he did some bad things over the years.
Yeah, but he got some bad things done to him, too. Be honest.
Yeah.
You win some, you lose some.
But when you're dead, you don't really want that at your funeral. That's why I don't want a funeral. I've said I don't want one. I won't have one. I don't want anybody to see me dead.
Hey, I got a ghost story since it's Halloween.
Okay.
Remember we were traveling down
Boulevard.
And we brought this person up, right?
This dead person, yep.
Scott's like...
And they're buried over in the Marion Cemetery, by the way.
Marion Cemetery. And we was driving down Boulevard, and... how was it? It's Gus Light in his car at the time.
Wasn't working.
Wasn't working at all.
Dome light.
Didn't work for months.
No.
And we brought this person up.
We started talking about him.
Talking about
in a derogatory way. why start talking nice now?
Yeah, exactly. And we got all the way up to close where his gravesite is.
And the dome light came on.
And the dome light came on. Talk about...
In a moving car, the dome light just kicked on.
Talk about a...
Oh, we kept talking bad about him. I don't know that was a sign of anything, but there you go.
Yeah.
I mean...
That might be a ghost thing.
Yeah, I guess it could have been. That's whack, though. I think that's a good... I think that's a good time for it
I'm
to come back on.
I'm not
sure
using that word whack. What's that mean?
Yeah, should we start using that to seem cool?
It's just whack, just like weird.
Oh, weird.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
Weird. Mm-hmm. So it's not good nor bad.
Just weird, yeah. Oh,
okay.
Out of the ordinary.
So how's this show?
It's a whack.
Is it our show whack?
No.
Where are we on the whack scale?
This show's good.
This show's good.
Yeah.
So there's good, bad,
whack.
And whack.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got
well,
it.
I never wanted to be at the helm of a show that was whack. So thank goodness this is not a whack show. Is that W-H-A-C-K?
W-A-C-K.
W-A-C-K. So we don't even spell it right.
W-H-
English be darned, we're just gonna spell it ebonically. W-A-C-K. Listen, I'm an English major, and a teacher, and an educator, so I...
When you go in on Monday, are you gonna say, this is whack?
Yeah, I'm gonna bring that up to the kids.
Yeah.
That's how I'm gonna greet them on Monday. Hey, was your weekend whack? There you go. That'll straighten them out, won't it? You know, next time somebody tells me I found the one, I'm going to say, that's whack. That's how you do it, right?
Yeah.
What's some other your age, 20-year-old topics? Words?
You guys start using the word bro?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about bro so much anymore. Now it's more so like brah.
Bra?
A bra.
Bra. Bra.
Like is it B-R-A-H?
Like B-R-U-H.
Oh, B-R-U-H.
Yeah.
Bro.
Bra?
Bra.
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 Bra. Bra.
Bra. How would I say that?
Bra.
Bra?
Yeah, you got it.
Bra?
Bra.
Sounds like my jaw fell asleep. Bra.
Bra.
How you doing, bra?
I notice people do that on texting. A lot. They use that word. Bra.
Bra. Bra. Okay. Bra.
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 B-R-U.
B-R-U.
B-R-U-H.
B-R-U-H.
Yeah, yeah.
No, so not bra.
No, bra.
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 No, no, no.
Wow. If you get... Whew. I'm getting vertigo. No. Bruh.
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 It's bruh. Bruh.
Bruh.
But I can't hear properly over here. What is it?
Bruh.
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 No. Bruh. Who the hell cares? I've had enough. That's whack. That's all you need to know. W-A-C-K. That's whack. Is that it? Is that all the terminology you got tonight?
There's like vibe.
Vibe?
Yeah.
What's vibe?
Like a mood.
How do you spell that? W-C-K-G-H? Vibe?
It's V-I-B-E.
Oh, you spell it right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Did you guys use the word dope?
Yeah, I still say that's dope.
So, okay, now that's good, right?
Yeah,
so this show?
Yeah.
Dope.
Yes, correct.
Oh. Well, now my life's complete. Now, what's vibe?
It's like a mood.
A mood.
Yeah.
A good mood or a bad mood?
It's like.
Use it in a sentence.
Like they got bad vibes, or they have good vibes.
Oh, so you gotta pluralize it.
Well, I mean, you could say like we vibe.
We vibe.
That just means, like, if you were to, like, hanging out with somebody, and then you could say vibing, and it's just, like, hanging out.
I thought it was, like, vaping.
No, vibing.
Vaping. I think it's a whole, that costs money. Now, what, vibing is so what? Like, I invite, is this, like, a girl or a boy or whatever?
Just your friends.
Just your friends.
Yeah, you're hanging out with your friends, you're vibing with
we're
your friends.
Vibing. So yep. What are we doing? Are we conscious?
Yes, you're conscious.
Right now we're vibing.
Are we vibing right now?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, so we're vibing on this dope show.
Yeah.
You got it down.
There you go.
You got it, bro.
You got it, bro. And this certainly isn't whack. This language is just fascinating. Got anything else?
Give me a few and I'm sure I can come up with one.
Well, let's do our top 10 list and we'll come back to this. Alright, keep thinking. Man alive, I hope this top 10 list isn't whack. We won't want that. Bob will get upset and show up.
I bet it's dope.
You think it's dope? Well, Bob's top 10 lists have been dope in the past, so why wouldn't this one be? Alright, from the home, let's get the drum roll going. We gotta get the drum roll here. Man alive, if you're listening to this show, you're in the right place tonight. Where else would you want to be? No place else. There's the drum roll. Now, here we are. From the home office in Columbus, Ohio, thanks to our good friend Bob Welsh, here's our top 10 list for tonight. Top 10 reasons to support the vote for recreational marijuana.
Yes.
Recreational marijuana. What, are you going to be vibing? Listen, recreational marijuana will be on the ballot come November the 7th, and we'll find out. By the way, election coverage, this is a good time for a plug. Election coverage here that night, WGH Talk, the only live election coverage that will not break away, starting at 7:15, November 7th, election night. Matt Morgan at the Board of Elections, Pastor Craig at Republican headquarters, Linda Sims at Democratic headquarters, Sean Kraft, Carrington Nelson, Terry Tackett, Mary Ellen Withrow, in studio. Bill Collins will be calling in, Glenn Coble will be in the studio, all the mayoral people.
Don't forget about
Jack Kellogg will be in the studio, former mayor. It's going to be a big night. You cannot miss that night for love nor money. We'll be here all night. But recreational marijuana on the ballot November the 7th. All right. Top 10 reasons to support the vote for recreational marijuana. Number 10, it helps prevent glaucoma.
I had that.
It certainly does. So you can start vaping.
I see it.
Vaping and vibing. Number 9, it improves memory and concentration. I don't think so. No,
I don't know about that one.
I don't know. All the stoners would have to let me know about that. All right, number 8. Like Wow Man, all the old hippies will be there having a vote in. I like that. Number 7, so that Bill Clinton can come to Marion and inhale. You know, he never inhaled, so he said. He tried marijuana, but he never inhaled. Number six, because it's the first step to getting recreational cocaine. Well, that'll be good. Oh. Recreational cocaine will be on the ballot very soon. That'll be very nice.
Oh, that's good.
Top 10 reasons to support the vote for recreational marijuana. Number five, it improves memory and concentration. Didn't we already? Yeah, it certainly does. Number four, it will provide jobs at the Tobias Road Marijuana Cultivation Farm. They're losing money over there, so thank goodness. Number three, did I mention it prevents glaucoma? Memory and concentration, again, improves. Number two, it will make it easier to appreciate our politicians getting raises. You can vibe out while that's going on. And tonight's number one reason to support the vote for recreational marijuana, it improves memory and concentration.
There you go.
There's tonight's top 10 list. Now, that was a good one.
That was good.
Thank you, Bob. We appreciate that from Columbus, Ohio. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I think that's going to pass.
I'm going to have to say that was dope.
Was that dope?
Yep.
Certainly wasn't whack.
Yeah.
Okay, Matt, you got any more terminology for us here tonight?
There's like, you know, chilling.
Chilling.
Chilling, my villain.
Basically the same thing as vibing.
Vibing or chilling can be used
interchangeably.
Okay, well,
so,
that's good.
Like, I'm chilling right now.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Okay.
Well, we can do chilling. C H I L L apostrophe I N. Or just N.
Well, see, it's like chilling except without the G.
Is it chilling or chilling?
It's chilling without the G.
Chilling.
Without chilling. The G.
Without the G.
So just chilling.
Chilling. Okay. Chilling. There you go. What else you got? Chilling. We're chilling.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Did I mention never date somebody who takes you to the Cheesecake Factory on date number one or Red Lobster? Trouble. Be yourself. Show them yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll just make them homemade spaghetti.
You know, I don't think that's going anywhere.
Listen,
I said we were going to talk about Britney Spears. We got to get to this. Okay, here's the big question. Publishers are now telling celebrities like Britney Spears and Jada Pinkett Smith that when you write your tell-all book, you've got to tell it all. You've got to tell juicy secrets, like Jada Pinkett Smith had to say that her and Will Smith really haven't been married since 2016, and that she had some kind of whoop-de-doo with her son's friend, and Britney Spears said that she had an abortion, but Justin Timberlake wanted her to have it, and that's the way it goes. So a whole litany of things. We're going to get to that in one moment, but we're going to take the phone call first. Go ahead, caller.
I probably won't be able to hear. That's probably going to have to interpret whatever anybody else says. So, I really can't hear anything. Of course, you know where I am. Probably can hear the barbells in the background. I wanted to ask, what is the current term that younger people use for going to the gym? I mean, is it gym? And that sounds kind of boring. I just say working out or go to the gym. So I'm going to hang up because I can't hear anybody. But I'd like to know what the current trendy term is for that.
Okay, what's the current trendy term for going to the gym?
You could say, I would just refer to it as working out, but you could refer to it as grinding, like on the grind.
Now, wait a
grinding.
Second. Grinding?
Like on the grind.
On the grind.
Oh, on the grind.
Okay, but yeah, don't say grinding.
Well, it's like...
I think that's a something... I think that...
I think you just don't know words, Scott.
Huh? No. Listen. The grinders are those people who work out on the streets, right?
No.
Well, yes, they are.
No.
With the jackhammers.
Sure.
That's what I know. That's what I thought. I don't know what you were thinking about. So what's the gym? So Adam can be hip down there at the gym.
I would just say working out.
Working out. Well, yep. That doesn't seem very hip, does it? No. Seems a little whack.
I mean, I guess they could say, like, I'm going to go hit the gym.
Going to go hit the gym.
Hit the gym.
Hit the gym. You ever hit the gym?
I have hit the gym.
And it hit back, right?
It hit right back.
It hit right back. And never went again. Had enough of that. I walk or run a mile every night.
You don't run.
Are you there?
You ran away.
Yeah, I've ran.
When?
Why can't I run?
Are you running like Forrest Gump or what?
No, no, I run like a person. Gets my vibe going. No, no, and I used to do 100 sit-ups and 100 push-ups every night, you know?
You did.
You gotta stay in shape.
I can't do one push-up, alone 100.
I'd barely surprise you can get up and out of that chair. So, my question... So, that's it. We're hitting the gym.
Yep, hitting the gym.
What was the grinding thing? What was that all about?
No, not grinding.
So, it's...
Doing the grind?
I assume it's kind of... I assume it came from the whole, like, keep your nose on the... Like nose to the grindstone kind of thing. But, like, it's, like, on the grind now. It's just grinding.
Grinding.
So you say you're grinding?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So
Adam, tell people you're grinding at the gym. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, here's one that my kids do, and they drive me nuts with it. Everything is bet.
Bet.
Yeah.
B-E-T?
Bet. Yeah, bet's good.
What does that mean? Let's stop the show here for our proverbial hellos in the cornfield.
Oh, and just to let you know, I was washing dishes listening to you. I would have prayed with Linda and helped you out of the hole and punched Scott. So back to you, Matt.
Thank you, Sarah.
If you were to, like, ask me if I wanted to do something and I said, yeah, sure, you would respond with, like, bet.
Bet means yeah, sure?
It's like a confirmation.
Yeah, yeah.
So what are you saying to your kids that they're saying bet?
Hey kids, we're gonna have, well, they're not at home anymore, but let's go off of, they haven't moved out yet. Hey kids, we're gonna have macaroni and cheese and chicken nuggets for dinner tonight. Bet.
Yeah, that sounds out. Yeah. Yeah, bet.
Now what if they didn't want macaroni and cheese and chicken nuggets?
I don't
want
to get too good at this. You'll have me like that goat and talking about spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. I don't want to be on one of your stupid public service things.
What, would you like to be part of the programming staff here or something? What is that all about?
Don't record my nasal monotone voice for any of your commercial break insert clip thingy. Okay, so what about simp?
Simp?
Simp? S-I-M-P?
Do people still say that, Matt?
They do, but
if
not
I hear.
But it's not as a common.
I mean, you are, but.
Don't mind me.
It's not as common as it used to be.
Okay. Kind of like dog, D-A-W-G, that sort of bed.
Dip? Is that what you said? Or simp?
Dog, D-A-W-G, that's dead, right, Matt?
Yeah, yeah.
But what about, did we ever hear what simp was about?
I basically just asked him if it was still relevant. I don't think we really gave a definition. Can you break it down one time for my boomer friend? What's simp, Matt? It's the opposite of a pimp. You're either a pimp or a simp.
So, it's like someone who lets their girlfriend or significant other, like, run their life.
Oh, yeah, it's a derogatory term.
Us boomers would say henpecked.
Well, I don't think I've ever said henpecked, but that's...
Okay, so you don't know what I'm saying when I say it?
Well, I know what simp is because I'm cool. I understood that. So what we're saying here is somebody who lets the girlfriend run the life.
Yeah.
Like controlling.
Like, okay. Like you're the one. Those sort of things, right?
Yep.
Now, what about this guy who had to get the surveillance footage? Is he a simp?
No, I think he properly put her in her place, you know?
So he's a...
He's
that's whack.
That's very whack. What a situation.
Here's one that I wish would go away and never come back. And I think we could all agree on this. Baby daddy, baby mom.
Oh, yes.
Mama.
That is so incorrect.
Yes.
And you know what else I don't like? I'll tell you the phrase I don't like. That's fair.
Like, I still feel like that label.
What's wrong with that's fair, Scott?
My kids are grown up. Like, they're not babies. What do you mean baby mama?
Yeah, exactly. I totally agree with you.
So what do you say?
I just kind of go the long route and say my kid's dad or my kid's father. I don't have a baby daddy.
A baby daddy. But what else would you... I'm trying to think of what else you would call that. I know there's a word.
I would just like to just blast whoever came up with that godforsaken terminology.
Just say sperm donor.
Well, yeah, there's that. Well,
what do you say about the mother?
Yeah, sperm donor.
Yeah, it was something. No. So,
well, listen, I'll be tuning in while you guys talk about the birds and the bees. I gotta get back to my
keep vibing. All right. So now
she's dope, you know.
Well, I don't know, a little whack in my opinion. So the what do we got here? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We got a question there, didn't we?
Yeah.
What was the question? Boy, we just sidetracked there real quick. I lost the question.
I don't remember.
There was a question. I know something was going on there. Oh, if you're not a simp, what are you? If you tell the girl what to do, I guess.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't think there's necessarily a...
I don't think you should be telling anybody what to do. I don't think the girl should tell the guy what to do. I don't think the guy should tell the girl what to do. I think what you do is
compromise.
No,
once again,
not even. Just listen, do what you want
to
do.
I'm going to tell you right now. Everybody pull your listening device close to your ear. I'm going to tell you again. I've said it once. I've said it before. This is how you have a successful relationship. This is what you got to do. You support the girl in whatever she's doing, even if you don't agree with it. That's all you have to do. You just support them. You don't have to agree, disagree, critique,
is
say nasty things.
Is the opposite way, too? The girl has to support you?
Yes, yes. Okay. You support your mate in whatever they're doing. You don't criticize them. You know, if you want to start your own business, I'm going to support you in that. If you want to go out and with your friends, I'm going to support you in that. Jealousy and
what if you think it's a bad idea?
You don't say that. You support.
You just let them crash and burn?
No, you're there to pick up. You in the end, you go, listen, I'm sorry that happened to you. What's the next thing? And I'll support you in that.
Well, don't you want to tell them the truth?
No, because... Hey, Matt? No, because you don't know if they'll crash and burn when you tell them that. So basically, you've just detoured their dreams.
Yeah, but like... It's like if somebody were to tell me that they want to open up a pizza shop around here, I'd be like, that's not a good idea. You know how many
They all survive.
All the pizza shops around here besides Payne's are like big pizza shops.
Let me tell you, anytime you have a dream, people don't tell people your dream because they will take a dump on it. That's what people do. When you tell people, because I don't know, they're not consciously trying to be rude, but subconsciously they come off rude. I'm going to do this. Oh, that, you know, no. Well, listen, do what you want. If you go and succeed, then you succeed. If you go and you fail, at least you tried.
And you try to tell them, say, hey, that's sorry you failed.
Yeah. Then what's wrong with that? How do you know they're going to fail?
I don't necessarily.
Listen, any of the girls I've ever been around in my life, they will tell you that I was supportive in whatever they wanted to do. I never said, don't do that.
Was with a person that was going to start
I would never
start
say,
a business.
Like, I wouldn't say, don't do it.
I don't think I was.
Just, I would just be like, I don't know.
This person was going to start a business.
No, I don't think they were. What were you saying?
I don't think I would ever say, like, I wouldn't say that... Like, they couldn't do it. I wouldn't say, like, don't do it. It would be more of like a, hey, I don't know that that's a good idea, but, you know, you do you.
I don't know that that's a good idea, you do you?
Yeah.
That's not supportive.
That's supportive.
You support them. You say, listen, I'll help whatever you need. I'll be right there. I'm there. I'm your friend. I'm your buddy. I'm your pal. I'm your whatever.
I've got things
to do. I'm your bra.
I've got things to do.
No. You be supportive. Now, what do you think?
What do I think?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if you like the person, you want to support him, but if you don't, tell the truth.
Well, why are you dating him if you don't like him?
You never know. Some people get together, they don't like each other.
Anyway, when you write a tell-all book, do you have to put the information in that's negatory towards somebody else to sell books? That's the question.
I don't know that you have to.
But apparently you have to, according to the Britney Spears and Jada Pinkett Smith books, which were bestsellers.
See, I think that's a bunch of bull right there.
Which part?
But those books that they wrote.
But what's the news? Sells the books?
She went
the news.
She went as far as her book to call Will Smith gay, had a gay relationship in whatever it was, a movie or something.
Oh, see, but you know about it, so that's the point. And I know you've never read a book.
No, I mean, so, it was on Facebook that she said that.
Right, so there you go. That's what people take from it. They want those juicy details.
But I don't know if it's necessarily true, though.
I don't think it has to be true. I think you just have to say it.
Well, can't he sue her for that?
It's hard to prove you're not gay, I guess. How are you going to do it? How are you going to prove that?
I don't know.
Go with the judge? Take me back in your chambers. We'll figure this one all out. I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, how do you prove that?
I don't know. I don't know what scene it was or whatever, but...
I don't think it can.
So, how do you have to tell all to sell books these days?
I don't think so.
When I write my book, I'm telling all.
I mean, I think if you're going to write a tell-all, you should tell all.
Well, but who's going to want to read a book about boring? I mean, you got to tell the truth. You got to be honest with people.
But you're not going to release yours until you're dead.
Well, again, because I'm telling the truth. Well, so either I have to die or everybody I know has to die.
What's the point in releasing a book after you die?
Well, what do I care? I'm dead.
Hey, Britney Spears ain't dead. She's tell her tell-all.
No, she's doing it differently. But I'm not... Because in my book, which is already written, I do tell the truth about celebrities, first of all. Because there's a lot of stuff that happened off the air. I tell the truth about people who you would not know, but I do use their name. I tell the truth about people involved with this station who have done shows over the years, who maybe you would know their name because they were on this station. I tell behind the scenes stuff. Now, I don't think that I'm, if I'm telling the truth, I don't think that I should be chastised for that. As long as it's the truth.
So you want somebody to release the book when you're dead?
Yeah, because, you know, I just don't really want all the backlash when I'm alive. Because who wants to fight with people all the time? Why did you tell that? Why'd you tell that? Well, it's the truth. If it's not the truth, then say something about it.
You'll be dead.
I'll be dead.
What are you going to do at that point?
Do you want me to write a book, and then I interviewed, and then I interviewed, and then I... Do you want that book, or do you want the truth?
Hey, give us a little...
I mean, you could always just write an autobiography.
Well, that's what it is, I think.
I don't think autobiographies tell secrets. That's a tell-all.
So, what do you want to know? What would you want to know? Yeah, ask me a question. I'll answer it for you.
Hey, give us a little juicy one out of it. Out of your book.
You want me to give you a little, like...
Yeah,
give
us a little one.
A little Britney Spears abortion story? With Justin Timber. Well, you know, let's see here. What's something I could tell? Well, again, I don't want to say anybody's name. That's the problem. I don't want to... But I tell things in my book about people's private lives. Like, I tell... If somebody was a, you know... were not exactly as they were. A lot of people put on a show with other people, and I tell them the truth that in private they were not really like that. They were not. Let's say, for example, that somebody had some traumas in their life.
Is this your relationship you're talking about?
Well, yeah, I talk about the I don't talk a whole lot about the relationships in my life because I think those should be private. And
oh, that's tell-all book.
Well, it is, but I tell them, listen, if we've had a relationship, listen, everybody out there listening, if we've ever had a relationship, you're in the book, I'm letting you know. But I say good stuff about them all, which I think is kind of me at this point, considering we're no longer together. But I do tell the truth about how they are or if they had traumas in their life. Why shouldn't I?
Well, maybe they don't want you to tell them.
Again, that's why I haven't released it.
Did you ask their permission first?
No. You think anybody's going to give me permission, right? Do you think Justin Timberlake would have given Britney Spears the permission to talk about her abortion? Highly unlikely.
Now, I read an article that they both agreed to have the abortion. Is that
true? Well, I'm sure they did, but she says she felt pressured now, 20 years later, that she thinks about it. That's the tell-all.
Huh. I don't know. I wasn't there 20 years ago.
All I'm saying is, I'm not trying to be rude to people. I just... Do you want me to lie and say that they were just wonderful? They were... Well, they weren't. They were not wonderful.
Every relationship is wonderful. There's always bumps and hills.
Exactly. So do you tell the truth, or do you just leave all that out and make them sound great?
I think you tell the truth.
There you go. I don't tell any lies.
I mean, he told his relationship truth, and you told him she had a brain of a... goldfish.
Like, I do... I've told the story on air, so it's no big deal now, but I've told the story about getting engaged and not knowing it. Now, I use that person's name in the book. I would never say it on the air because I think that's inappropriate, but I tell who it was, and I tell what happened, which people have heard. I am the only person in life who was ever engaged and did not realize they were engaged.
That's a good story.
It is a good story.
Yeah, you never gave her a ring.
I never gave her a ring. I never got down on one knee. I never asked her to marry me. I found out when everybody else did that we
were
engaged.
You never gave her like a little candy ring or
nothing.
Like
nothing.
You know, I noticed a lot of people are doing now, Matt. I don't know if it's a new thing or not, but somebody told me they give tattoo rings now.
See, I don't have any tattoos.
That's an awful idea.
That's what people are doing?
Tattoo somebody's name on your body?
Tattoo rings.
When the marriage ring
What's the ring tattoo? What's this? Is this a ring?
Is this a ring?
So what if the ring thing's over?
See, that's what I'm saying.
I don't know.
When the marriage rate's on the decline, I don't know if you want to permanently get a wedding ring tattooed on your hand.
I don't. Why do people put people's names on their body?
I don't know. I think that's also an awful idea.
Awful idea. I mean, I know people who've been married so many times, they need to just put an Etch-A-Sketch on their rear end and shake it every time.
I'm thinking about getting a tattoo.
I can't. This side up? Okay. Here we go, caller. Go ahead.
I'll try again, Scott. I'll see if I can hear you. If not, I'll just hang up. Have you guys discussed the word thruple, which is actually a word that I like? Not because I'm part of one.
Trouble?
But I kind of like the word. I think it's cute and seems to be very common. People don't really get into monogamy in many cases, which I don't really understand. So, since we have this...
Wait, you don't understand monogamy? Is that what you said?
That people are not really into monogamy for the most part, like they were when... Yeah, I was Matt's age, which was back in the Stone Age, of course. I mean, some people are, but in many cases, the polyamory, and that's an older word, but this thruple, which I think is a cool word.
Supple?
I just kind of question whether it's something people should be doing. So I can barely hear you, Scott, but I'd like to hear the panelist's opinion of the word thruple, T-C-H-R-O-U-P-L-E.
Wait, spell that again,
T-H-R-O-U-P-L-E. You guys don't know what that is.
Thruple?
Does because he's obviously up on these words, so I'll hang up and I'll await your response.
All right, truple.
So I do believe a truple is a three-way couple.
Oh, jeez,
three-way couple.
What in the world is that?
Like love triangle.
Oh,
is that almost like, my goodness gracious, like a threesome? Threesome. Is that what it is?
What do you want me to say? That's whack. That's whack. How do people stand one person at a time? Two?
I don't know.
I mean, did he talk about he's talking about these people like the sisters' wives?
I don't know. Is this like the Amish? What is this? Are Mormons? What are we talking about here, Matt?
Like a Utah people?
Just people who have...
More than one wife?
People who engage in relationships with multiple people. But like, every...
God, that's exhausting.
Everybody, so like, in this case, like, I think he said truple, so there'd be three. And then, so, three people would be dating, so like, one person would be dating the other two people would be dating, so the three people are all dating each other.
What the world?
What?
That's just gross.
So, essentially, three people are all dating each other.
So how do you know two girls?
So you have, there's... bisexuality going on here.
Yeah.
I guess it really just depends on who.
Well, it's got to be one way or another, because if you have two girls and a guy, or a guy and two girls, or two guys and a guy, there's going to be some bisexual in there somewhere.
If they're all married to each other.
I see. Okay, yeah. Okay. I mean, I guess.
I don't know what... See, I can't stand one person at a time, let alone two. I mean, how in the world do you manage that? It's exhausting just with one person.
I mean, look at that show called Sister Wives. Remember they had like four wives or something.
By the way, got another word?
Go ahead.
Cap. Yep.
What's cap mean?
We don't know what cap means. What does that mean? I know some guys on the west side who got capped.
Lie. Like it's a lie.
Lie. Cap's a lie. Go ahead, caller.
Mean or what? But like the sound quality is like really staticky.
No, it's fantastic.
It's really loud and it's peaking your mic quality. I don't know.
All right. Well, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
What'd you call in for, caller there?
I just I know you guys like feedback on the radio station, so I just want to let you know
who are
the
you?
Mic was peaking.
Thank you. Who are you?
I am Kermit D. Frog.
I can tell. What are you doing there, Kermit?
I'm just listening to the radio show, you know, cracking some walnuts, enjoying my night, watching TV a little bit.
Cracking small nuts? Is that what
walnuts.
You said? Oh, walnuts! My goodness. Darn, I gotta get this hearing aid fixed. So, do you know Kermit, Matt?
Yeah, I think so.
Right now we're looking for Miss Piggy because she's just a dumb bitch, and so...
Well,
she stole all the donuts and not...
Well, I think we'll have to say goodbye to that caller. Now, what was that all about?
I don't know.
Well, there you go. Friend of yours?
Maybe?
Maybe. I don't... Anyway, moving on. What have we learned here? A three-way truffle.
Truffle.
Yeah. Bad idea.
Agree.
So, what have we learned to make a successful relationship? That's what everybody wants to know. I told everybody how to do it.
I think you just don't.
You just don't do it.
Yep.
Stay away.
Yep.
You know, that's a good plan in the beginning, but you meet somebody you like, and there it's downhill. 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. We can probably get one more call in. What do you think?
I don't know about that. What do they call that again? Chisholm?
Truffle.
Or truffle.
Truffle?
Truffle.
Okay.
Truffle. Oh, truffle is something else, isn't it?
A truffle is something else.
Yeah.
Here comes another call. Down the pike we go here tonight. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, here's one for Matt. He can talk about my wife and talk about this. How about the word bussin'?
Bussin.
Oh, okay. So bussin means like something's really good.
Yeah.
Like if you ate some food that you hadn't had in a while and it was like really good, you would say like this is bussin.
So it always has to refer to food though, or something.
Usually something with like taste. So I like probably like drink or food. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. My wife's a teacher, and that's what she said that her kids use that all the time, and she tries to use it back, and they say, no, you're using it wrong. So.
See, I thought when you didn't have a car, you were bussing.
That makes sense.
There you go. Hey, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling.
Yep, no problem.
All right.
I got some
phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. We can fit one more call in. Now we all wake them up.
What is going on with these words?
Bussing.
Who comes with all these words?
That means what? Bussing what?
Bussing means like it's good.
I thought Sarah was bussing every morning.
Who? Hey Matt, who comes up with these words these days?
Means good.
Yes.
Scott, when we was in school, did we come up with these words?
I never said bussin'.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a character? Wait a second. I think I've heard that term before. Wasn't there a character on that horrible Big Brother show, that dead end Big Brother nonsensical show that got famous for saying bussin'? Oh, I think I've heard that before.
I don't know.
Well, bussin'. Go ahead, caller.
Lit. It means you like something.
Lit.
Lit.
If something's lit, it means it's fun. It's entertaining.
Well, this show certainly is.
Yeah, this show's lit.
Yeah, there you
go. Okay,
bye. Bye. Right. Well, we're lit tonight.
We are lit.
We're lit.
We are dope.
We're bussing. We're the whole thing here tonight.
And we're whack.
And no, we're not whack.
We're not whack.
We're not whack. Don't say we're whack.
Oh, what's whack mean again?
Whack is like weird.
A weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't want to be weird.
Well, we were weird when we had Kermit the Frog call in.
Yeah, wasn't that nice? I'd never heard Kermit use language like that before. Especially talking about Miss Piggy like that. Goodness gracious. Well, all right, we've come to the end of our Friday Night Jamboree here. It's been a fun show tonight.
I agree. It was good.
Absolutely.
Been bussing. Now we miss Carrington. She's off in NYC.
No. Not good. Not right.
We don't miss her?
No. We miss Carrington, but not bussin'.
Not bussin'.
You didn't use the word right.
What did I say?
You said bussin'.
No, you said bussin'. It's just you didn't use the word right.
You didn't use the word.
Well, bussin'. How did I misuse it?
We've been vibing. That's good.
Why haven't we been bussin'?
Because bussin' refers to like good taste.
We don't have good taste.
Like if you ate something that was good, you would say that's bussin'.
But I can't say that we had a bussin' time.
Oh, I can say that. I have something good for you. We had a bussin' good cookie in here, right?
No, the cookie was bussin'.
Oh, the cookie was bussin'. Okay, gotcha.
Okay, well, there you go.
Yeah.
It clears it all up. I think we should hit some bars on the way home and see what happens.
That's dope.
A whole new language. That's dope. We won't be whack anymore. Now, what have we learned? We miss Carrington. She's in NYC. She'll be back soon. I can't wait to hear it. First time in NYC. God bless her. Hopefully everything's going well. What do you got? What'd you learn tonight?
I learned that We talked about so much.
We covered the waterfront.
I learned that you guys don't know very many modern terms.
No, I know them. I've heard them, but I don't like...
Literally?
That's fair.
Yeah. What do you
I
have
don't
to
like that. Because everybody says it, and they use it for everything. You know? The juice boxes aren't good today. That's fair.
Usually I say that's fair when I just don't have the patience to argue over something that I just don't care about. So I was like, you know what? That's fair.
We didn't even get to your boxing match. You had a boxing match challenge this week. You didn't even get to that. We'll have to save that for next week. Somebody remind me about the boxing match. We don't even know if that's going to happen, do we?
I don't know.
I think it's going to be exciting if it does. The Thrilla and Marion. Okay, what did you learn tonight, Sean?
I learned hip-happening words.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
We're bussin'.
We're bussin', we're dopin'.
No, we can't say that, right? No, it's got to be something.
We're lit.
We're
lit.
Okay. We're vibin'.
We're vibin'.
I thought vibin' was we're just there.
No. Vibin's like...
So let me get this right. You find a bussin' girl, you invite her over to vibe, and you hope she doesn't become whack.
You find a lit girl, you invite her over to vibe, and you hope she doesn't become whack.
Okay, but at what point do you put her on the bus? That's my favorite part, is when you put her on the bus and you send her home.
You know why that?
That's bussin'.
Yes, bussin'.
I guess so.
That's bussin'. All right, for Matt Morgan and Sean Kraft and all of us here at WGH Radio, Scott Spears included, we've had a great night. We hope you enjoyed yourself. Lindsay, I hope you're still out there. I hope you enjoyed your first listening experience tonight, and hope you come back for many more. For the gang here tonight, we're heading for the dugout.
Friday morning here on WGH Talk from 9:15 until 10 a.m. Call in anytime at 740-383-9944.
The Marion Towers Apartments, address 400 Delaware Avenue, phone number 740-387-9050.